Aloha and welcome to Spirit Chat Radio. So today we're going to be talking about star seeds. I think that this will be a fun subject to cover. I've had a lot of questions about that. But before we get into the eight signs you're a star seed, I just wanted to give you guys an update on what's been happening in my world. I have a chi meditation out. I've been blasting out to everybody. If you are not on my email list, and actually, that's a good place to be, just so you know, if you listen to my podcast on my email list, because that's kind of my VIP group there, my VIP soul seekers. And so I did a podcast, or not a podcast, I did a meditation called the Chi Meditation that I wanted to let you guys all know. If you want to get in on, I will put the link below, but also it's a super cool meditation. That's one of my favorites. And you can go to Keys to the Spirit World / Chi Meditation. Hopefully you can spell that. And like I said, I'll put the link below. And so there's like a landing page thing that you can go ahead and put your name and email in. You can get the meditation for free. People love it. It's been a super fun one to do. It's a really powerful meditation. So that was one thing that I wanted to send you guys to, is to the Keys to the Spirit World / Chi Meditation if you want that for free. And I'm going to post it up on YouTube also if you're a subscriber on YouTube, but you won't be able to download it there. So you'll have to make sure that you download it from the link that I said, or I'll post another link you can click on below. But the other thing that I wanted to cover is some people in my higher purpose learning group, which oddly enough, I'll be covering that more this week. I do live streaming videos in there and whatnot. But if you're just following my podcast, and I know that you've probably heard about me talk about my spirit community, if you want to, you can also go to Keys to the Spirit World, not the / one, just regular Keys to the Spirit World. And you can go over to, I believe it's down below in the front page, or it's also up in the top right-hand corner. I have a thing called Spirit Community, and you can click on there and ask to be accepted in. And we have a lot of discussions and different things going on over my Spirit Community. But oddly enough, some of the people who have gotten in my Spirit Community don't know exactly what I do. So I'm going to go ahead and cover that in a live streaming video later this week in that higher purpose learning group, where I'll be answering questions. So like I said, if you're not in there, that's a good place to check out. But somebody asked me in there if I do readings, and I was kind of laughing to myself, but yes, I do. I do readings, I do mentorship, I do classes, and we are also getting ready to open the psychic ability class this month. I wasn't going to, but I have some other stuff I'm going to be kind of launching next year in 2018, and I have a lot of people waiting to get in my psychic ability class, so I thought it was a good time to do that, to kind of wrap up and begin the beginning of the next year, begin 2018, being more in tune with your abilities. I thought that was a really good idea. So if you're interested in that, you'll get noticed or a notice in my email if you're on my email list, but also in the Higher Purpose Learning group. So definitely watch for that, or you can go to psychicabilityclass.com and get in there. So, or get on the wait list. So I do readings, I do mentorship stuff. I only open my mentorship stuff once in a while. I don't do it all the time. And every few months, I do my classes. I open every few months. I have some really cool new programs coming out in 2018. And I do the podcasting and videos, so I have a lot going on. And I just want to remind you guys, if you enjoy the podcasting and or the YouTube videos, wherever you're listening, you know, you definitely subscribe. Make sure to subscribe to YouTube or to the iTunes, just so that you don't miss a show. That's super helpful, and I get you guys out some good information that way. So anyways, we're going to be talking about star seeds. I notice there's a lot of star seeds in my groups, and I think that sometimes people don't know what a star seed is. And so we're just going to start with the beginning of what a star seed is. Star seeds are individuals who basically originated from another a dimension, world, or planet. Everybody, I think, is under the assumption that you originate here on Earth, you start here on Earth, you reincarnate all your lifetimes here on Earth, and we're sort of made to work with Earth somehow. I don't know where that assumption comes from. It's kind of interesting to me because, like I said, there's so many starseeds out there that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be listening to this going, yeah, I don't feel like that at all. And I don't know why, but I just don't. And hence the program 8 signs you're a starseed. And so basically, and even if, let's just pretend we're not even, don't even have this information that I'm giving you. Doesn't that seem a little weird though? Just a little odd at all that you have this, these universes upon universes upon universes and just massive amounts of space out there, and that we would really be the only beings and the only reincarnation things happening with God and the universe. That just doesn't even, I don't know why people kind of even, maybe they don't even think about it. Maybe they just don't go that far and they don't, they just think about the now and their lifetime now. But even when I was little, I always thought that was such a bizarre concept that people didn't believe in. Some people, not all people, but there are people who don't believe in other dimensions and other planets. And if you're one of those people and you're listening to my show, then you're definitely in the wrong place. So you might want to stop listening now. So that being said, when I do readings or even past life readings and different things with people, I can tell a starseed pretty quickly. When you look back at their Akashic records, when you look through other lifetimes, when you feel their energy, there, it's different when you have people who mostly incarnate on Earth, because there are a lot of people who tend to favor Earth, I guess I would say. So that becomes dominant in their reincarnation process. And then you have other people who don't favor being on Earth. And it's not like a discriminatory thing by any means. It's just that they feel more comfortable in other dimensions or other worlds. And so it's kind of like if you're living in California versus Hawaii versus the Midwest. Some places you're just, you know, you're more comfortable, right? The energy feels good to you. The way that the things work in the state or the town feel good to you. It's very similar with souls and reincarnation and where you originate and where you like to reincarnate to. You kind of look at it that it's not necessarily, you know, because one place is not going to be better for everybody, right? It, like I said, it's just like states. Some people would never want to live in California or Hawaii, and they love to live in the Midwest, and some people vice versa. So it's just a preference. It's a soul preference. And the reason I wanted to address the starseed situation or talk about the subject a little bit more is because it's not talked about a lot. And when I do talk about it, I find it's really helpful for a lot of people. There's a lot of people that are just like, wow, okay, now this makes sense to me. Thank you so much for at least giving me some more knowledge that in my soul is like I'm recognizing this knowledge and it feels good to me. So that's why I try to teach and I try to make sure that you guys get well-rounded information with different areas. And so I felt like this was a good subject to cover. So we'll start with sign number one, that you're a starseed. Is sign number one is many times you feel like you don't fit in or belong with society as a whole. That's a pretty common sign of a starseed. And now, just so that you know, you may have two of the signs, five of the signs. You're not necessarily going to have all the signs to be a starseed, but if any of these resonate with you and if any of these signs, then it's a good chance that you're a starseed. And what I kind of view a starseed is on a soul level, and I know we just talked about this, but they're kind of a little bit more adventurous souls. They like to travel more, I would say. So let's say, you know how there's world travelers here on Earth? You know, you have people who like to go to different countries and explore things and do. That's kind of what a star seed can be like when you're looking at them on a soul level, when you're reading their energy. They're more adventurous, they're more seekers. They like to kind of travel around to different dimensions and worlds. They still like certain worlds or dimensions they still feel closer to, just like, let's say if we were to leave Hawaii and travel around, then Hawaii would still feel like home, but yet we get to travel, you know, and go do something. It's similar to that. They may have a world or dimension that they're feeling most comfortable in, but they still like to travel. And so that number one, feeling like you don't fit in or belong in society as a whole. I find this interesting with star seeds. Tend to really have trouble with number one when they're teenagers. I don't know if you maybe were a teenager or you have teenagers around you, but that's usually where it starts when you see a star seed who is really resonating with that soul part of themselves. Because there are also star seeds that ignore that part of themselves and try to push themselves through life as they know it here on Earth. And they're less in tune with who they are on the soul level. But teenagers is, like I said, where I see it normally start. And then sometimes you carry that into adulthood, or many times you do. And other times, you know, you just try to force yourself to fit in. But society as a whole tends to have not one mindset, but very similar to a collective mindset that seems to be similar to each other, to the people of the society. And if you're not feeling like you're fitting into that vibe, that's definitely a sign. Which brings me to number two. All things such as other people's thoughts and belief systems just don't make sense to them. So if you find that other people's thoughts and belief system, and not all other people, but what I'm saying is society as a whole, or like a huge general population, if your thoughts and beliefs don't necessarily match that as a whole, and you kind of feel like the odd person out, and I don't mean in any type of negative way that your thoughts and beliefs as a whole, but I mean like they're just different, you know? We're going to get into some of these, but maybe you don't believe life should be as hard, or you don't believe that you should be working, you know, at a job that you hate, and then society feels like, yes, that's, you go to an 8-to-5 job and you do that. That's what I mean, that type of thing. Or it could be based on religion, or it could be based on your spirituality, you know, your thoughts and beliefs as a whole, they're just not making sense, yours to other people, or you have people questioning. Basically, when you're a star seed with that, you'll have most of society thinking one way and you'll question it. That's kind of what that sign number two means. You'll kind of question, well, why should we all be getting flu shots? Well, why should we all be, you know, going in the same direction? Well, why shouldn't we make a change? You start questioning thoughts and beliefs of the mainstream. You don't want to always go with the flow. You think differently, which we're going to get into more of how you're thinking differently in number three. Number three for a starseed sign is you feel the need to make a difference for the greater good. So, a lot of starseeds are on Earth and on this planet because basically we're kind of struggling here with Mother Nature and the balance and the way that people are interacting with one another. There is a struggle going on at this point in our time frame. And there has been many star seeds that have volunteered to be incarnated here. And you're going to notice this a lot with the younger people too, and some of the millennials, And even, which is weird because people give millennials such a bad name sometimes, but they really have a drive to make things different for the greater good. They don't think like a lot of society has in the past. They want a lot of change. These are very typical examples of a starseed. You may have been a starseed who suppressed a lot of your soul's desires as far as any of these things I'm talking about. And then all of a sudden, maybe a couple years ago or whatever, it came to the surface where maybe you were fine with going with everybody's thoughts and beliefs and fitting in and all that. And then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? This is no longer working for me because I can feel it. Like I feel not good going with all of this. And I feel like there's a part of me that just wants change and it wants, you know, I feel like I want to make a difference. I feel like there's a greater good. So anyways, like I said, there was a lot of star seeds that have recently incarnated as well that are here on Earth to make shifts and to make a change. They're kind of monitoring our nature, our Earth, our Mother Earth, and how we are behaving towards Mother Earth. They are monitoring how we're behaving with people as a whole. And they're trying to break the mold out of some bad consistencies that we've had for a while now. They volunteered to come here. They some of them are not always going to feel uncomfortable with society as a whole because some starseeds are so strong in their own mindset and in their own soul, and their identity is so strong with them that they're okay being different, that they're okay thinking different, that they're okay not going along with what everybody's been doing if they're doing something wrong that they feel like that they don't agree with. They feel okay standing up to that and wanting to head a different direction because some of the younger starseeds are born with this confidence, this starseed confidence of knowing that they're kind of on a mission, that they're here to shift things and shake things up a bit. And that's a really cool thing. So as I'm working through these signs that you're a starseed, I want you to keep in mind, you know, sometimes, like I said, if you're a strong starseed with a strong attachment to your identity on a soul level, you definitely will feel like you don't fit in or belong, and you'll feel like your thoughts and beliefs don't match others, but you're fine with it. Some people, it's going to be like, gosh, I'm feeling like I want to find people I fit in with. And so they're going to feel bad about it a little bit. But for many starseeds, they're going to be fine not fitting in. They're going to feel totally good with that. They don't want to fit in. They don't want to fit into other people's beliefs. They want to make a difference. They want to see how they can shift and help Mother Nature. A lot of healers and light workers are going to fall into this particular sign. I'm noticing that in a lot of my groups. There's a lot of star seeds. If you're in my groups, there's a lot of you guys in my group that, or different groups, because I have some student groups too. When they say, I just feel somewhere deep inside that I'm here to make a difference and I don't know what it is, or I don't know how and I don't know why, that's a really clear indication that you're a star seed. That is a really clear indication that you are here for a reason to make things better, to mold the way that we live here on this beautiful planet in the future, to shift things for the greater good. Now, some of you who are listening that are going, yeah, that's me. That's me. I feel like that. Now I just don't know what to do. The first thing that you want to do, I don't want to get too sidetracked on this, is you want to, the first thing before you change anything for the greater good is learning to raise your vibration and tune into your spiritual body the best that you can. And, you know, that's why I do those classes. I've done other videos on raising your vibration. I've done other podcasts on raising it. You can start with all of those things, or the books or the classes. Once you learn to raise your vibration, as star seeds raise their vibration and as a whole, it actually, just you raising your vibration alone will affect the vibration on the planet. that's something that people don't realize. It will affect the vibration on a planetary whole when you're raising it. So let's say, you know, you take 100,000 people out of, you know, millions, and 100,000 start raising their vibration. That becomes very powerful energetically. So even if you're feeling like you're not opening some type of clinic or, you know, doing a whole bunch of healing work or readings, that's a process that takes time. So if you're feeling like I really need to make a difference for the greater good and I don't know how, you need to start with the basics, raising your vibration, then choosing a path. If it's becoming a healer, that all takes time. This is not something, or light worker. Light workers are usually star seeds. So that all takes time to develop to the best of your ability. And it's not something you're going to do overnight. It's a process. You can get involved in local things or do some, you know, just regular stuff around your household or your town to change things for the greater good and make a difference in the world with foods and plants and all different kinds of things. But it's a lifestyle and a process. And I think that people are under the impression that it's something that they just need to be doing instantaneously, because it feels that way sometimes. Sometimes it's like, oh, I feel like I need to jump on this bandwagon right now. And, or not even a bandwagon, but I just feel like I need to do this to make it, I need to make a difference. And then they feel very frustrated and discouraged when they don't know where to start. Start with yourself, start with raising your vibration, start locally, start in your household, and start building and understand it's a lifestyle and a lifetime movement. It's not something that you will get done by next week. It just isn't. And that's something that I, you know, with people who are raising their vibration, if you guys have done all that, where you've read the books and you've done some meditations and you're doing all of those things, and you maybe want to start doing readings or healing work or whatever, and you're ready to take things to the next level, you really need to, again, that's why I do all these branches of things that I do. I do a lot of the free podcasting and whatnot, but then for you guys who want to advance, if you're one of those people, that's why I do the classes, and that's why I do the mentorship, and then that's why I do add more classes, you know? So if you're ready for the next level, the more advanced, you definitely want to check out some of the classes, because I've got some cool stuff going on with the classes. The fourth sign that you're a star seed is, it's kind of interesting, but you're interested in things that have to do with like astrology, space, and the universe. That you would think like, well, everybody is, or, well, of course, Jen, that makes sense. But not everybody's interested in this astrology. Not everybody's interested in space and stars. And they're definitely not interested in the universe. And in this sign number four, I would also like to include, that would include like universal laws, universal energy. If you happen to be one of those people who are drawn to like astrology stuff and universal energy and laws of attraction, laws of manifestation, anything along those lines, that it definitely would put you in the sign number four. Because star seeds miss having, like, working with energy. They miss working with universal energy and movement. They miss feeling tuned in to universal energy as a whole, because that's how things work in other dimensions and other worlds. In other worlds and other dimensions, you work really a lot with universal energy and planetary alignment and different energetic shifts and movements and ebbs and flows. And you understand how things work there. And with universal energy. With Earth, you primarily get involved with physical energy and how the physicalness of everything. And so star seeds, when they start remembering and becoming in tune with their spiritual body, and they're like, oh, wait, yeah, that I'm very interested in the laws of manifestation or the law of allowing or the law of attraction or just universal energy as a whole or my thoughts becoming reality. That goes along with that different thought and belief system. That goes along with feeling like you don't fit in or belong because you realize there's another way. Things are different than I've been taught. There's something else to this. I know there is. I can feel that there's something else to this. It feels good to me when I think about it, when I read about it, when I research, when I listen about it, when it just, it feels good to me. That direction feels nice. That's because you are in tune with how you are in a natural state, with your starseed qualities. It's interesting because when I've looked into it, I feel like Earth is the most physical world and area, and I don't feel like many other dimensions or other planets or whatever. You don't usually work with the physicality so much, but that's the great thing about Earth. That's what makes us unique. So, and if you are interested in the universal laws and whatnot, you definitely want to check out my Universal Laws book on Amazon. Just type in Jennifer O'Neill, Universal Laws, in Amazon, and it'll take you there. It's had really great reviews, and I've had super excellent success with that. It's like not even that much. I think it's $5 or something. And it's cheaper than like McDonald's. And you will not believe how much that kind of explains some things for you as far as universal laws and your universal energy. So if you're a starseed interested in that, then you definitely want to check that out. Number 5, starseeds are often drawn to movies and books that are sci-fi-ish or paranormal-ish, usually more the sci-fi type. Like I would say like Avatar, Star Wars, Thor. I mean, any of those otherworldly type movies, starseeds tend to be very drawn to those types of books and movies and entertainment. They're drawn because it feels good to them and it feels comfortable to them. And there's some stuff that really excites their soul, of remembrance, even just while they're, is what allows them to enjoy so much, you know, puts them in touch with that side of themselves that they, suppress many times being here in such a physical plane. And so they're definitely drawn to books and movies, that bring in other worlds and other dimensions. That is something that allows them to enjoy and be in touch with themselves without kind of feeling like they're crazy or nuts or something, you know? It's like because they can fully immerse themselves into the movie or the book and just be like, wow, I'm enjoying this. Number 6, many starseeds are fascinated with aliens and other beings or creatures. So not just entertainment wise, but like if they're interested in aliens, if they're interested in fairies, interested in, I can't even think of a lot of creatures right now, but you know, if you're interested in other beings that are not necessarily human, which would fall under the alien category because that's what they call them. If you're interested in just them, any type of alien beings or different creatures either visiting Earth or being around Earth, or you just want to learn and sponge up and learn stuff about them, or you're just obsessed with them, or even unicorns or whatever, it doesn't matter. If you just find such fascination with them, or you enjoy learning, reading, hearing about them, that's a really common starseed sign. This is interesting, and I'll get into this into some other podcasts too, but some people might be like, huh, really? Number 7 is if you have a close relationship with your angels, if you're feeling very connected with angels. Angels are protectors and guardians through all different dimensional worlds. They offer protection. And so if you're traveling, if you're a starseed traveler and you're going through many different dimensions or worlds, you definitely form a close bond and relationship with your angels. and it becomes, you become comfortable with them like they're your family. So angels, if you resonate with them or you enjoy them, that can, or, you know, you're fascinated by them or you just feel very close with angels. You think about them. They bring joy into your life, which they should anyways, right? But there's just a little bit more of a special protection connection there sometimes if you have a close relationship with your angels, if you're a starseed. And last but not least, this is super common, but feeling homesick. It's having a homesick feeling, but you're not sure what you're homesick for. And you're feeling kind of lost, but you're not sure why. Kind of like, you know, again, falling along the lines of not fitting in, etc., and trying to find yourself and whatever. Feeling homesick, feeling like you're misplaced somehow. Feeling like you're in a city that you don't know why you're there, and you don't really know your purpose, and you don't really fit in with the town, and you're not really loving their vibe, and you just want to go home, but you don't know where home is. You know, that is a super common sign of being a starseed. So that, it's not like you'll have to think about that either. If you have that last sign of being a starseed, you'll immediately be like, yep, I know exactly what she's talking about. It's not like you're going to have to be like, huh, do I feel that way sometimes? Like, have I felt that? You know, if you even have to ask yourself, you even have to question it. That is not one of the signs that you're falling under. So, but for those of you who know you, or have had that happen, you'll know right away when I've said it. So hopefully that you found this helpful. There are a lot of star seeds, more than people realize. And like I said, they're not all star seeds that just want to crumble in a corner because they're homesick and they're feeling misplaced and they're feeling lonesome. Absolutely not. And especially with this new wave that has come in to help shift things on the planet, this new wave of energies and starseeds, many of them are very strong and they feel good standing up for different beliefs and different thoughts and standing up for nature and standing up for the greater good. And making a change, and they feel very driven to do so. So being a starseed doesn't mean that you're necessarily weak and homesick. It just means that you are a soul traveler is basically what that means. You like to travel in other dimensions and other worlds, but your favorite dimension and your favorite world just is not here on Earth. And I think, just in case I didn't cover this, starseeds primarily don't reincarnate on Earth often. So like I would say if you're a starseed and you incarnate on Earth, and let's say you've reincarnated like 52 times or something, you may have incarnated on Earth 2, you may have incarnated on Earth 10, for the majority of the time, starseeds will incarnate in other worlds and other dimensions. And so that's something that I think people find interesting because I don't think a lot of people give that a lot of thought. I think that they assume that you reincarnate all your lifetimes here on Earth and that then they don't go further than that, right? But I mean, seriously, think about that. Like, even if you don't believe in what I'm saying or whatever, how likely does that seem, right? I mean, you can have a lot of your lifetimes incarnated here, but it's just different for everybody, right? So, like I said, if you're a starseed, you're going to have resonated with a lot of these signs, but that was 8 signs you're a starseed. Don't forget to come on over to my Higher Purpose Learning Group, like I talked about at the beginning. Don't forget to check out that Qi meditation if you haven't already. I will be putting links to all this below. Subscribe to my YouTube and or iTunes if you're in there for sure because I do stuff weekly, so I don't want you to miss anything. And I know you guys are really busy, So anyways, until next time. Oh, and if you do want readings or any of that stuff, you can find all that on my website, thekeystospiritworld.com. But I also put out when I'm doing things like the classes and all that on my website, or not my website, my email list, my VIP list. So you can get on that by going to my website also. There's like, and there's some quizzes on there. I don't know if you guys have ever taken the quizzes, but if you want to know if you're an empath or your psychic ability quiz, I spent a lot of time doing those. You can take those on my website as well, thekeystospiritworld.com. So stop on over so we can connect more. I hope you enjoyed this, all you wonderful starseeds out there. And even if you're not a starseed, you probably most likely know some in your life, and that will help it make more sense to you why those people are the way that they are. Even if they don't know they're a starseed, it's very helpful to be like, oh, that's why so-and-so seems that way. I understand that better now. It can be super helpful to understand people around you, loved ones or friends who are star seeds, because then you won't try to force them to do things that they're not enjoying, or you'll understand the stubbornness of why they are who they are. So lovely, stubborn star seeds. No, I love star seeds, and I am a star seed as well, and I know several. So I think that they're amazing, and they're not all stubborn. But again, people they want to change a star seed's mind. It's very interesting how many people are uncomfortable with how a star seed's thought process and belief system works, and how what they're doing. It makes people uncomfortable. So until next time, have the most amazing day. Aloha.